Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. We'd like to call the meeting to order, please. I am Catherine Nakamura, President of the Board. I would like to welcome all of you present today. The regular meeting of the Governing Board will begin shortly. Before the start of the regular televised meeting, we provide a brief opportunity for members of the public to address the Board on items not listed on today's agenda. Do we have any other speakers? In addition, we have the blue list. Are there any other speakers that are not on the agenda, non-agenda items? Okay. I would remind you that the speakers who are going to come forward today, you're limited to 3 minutes apiece for public testimony on non-agendized items. There's a light here, three of them. There's a red light, and then it'll go to a yellow light when you have one more minute. It goes by really, really quickly, so pay attention. And the first person I'd like to call to the podium is Alex Velarde. The next following Alex, and we don't, let's, we're, it's going to be a long day if we all do that, is Sinai Kota and Stephanie Jennings, please, after Alex. Alex, would you please?
Dear board members, I'm here to talk about the gun range on campus. We think that students shouldn't be taught to shoot firearms at a young age because it doesn't promote a safe place on school grounds. We understand it's part of the JROTC programs, but what the JROTC instructors are teaching students and to promote violence. I was a former ROTC student who was recruited without parent consent and empty promises like college credit and scholarship opportunities. I also wasn't aware that a shooting range was going to be built until I attended a meeting where I was informed about the gun range on Lincoln's campus. Our school is a new facility and was built for learning, not to shoot firearms. Incidents like school shootings could happen here. Why do we still encourage our peers to shoot? To school shootings could happen here. Why do we still encourage our peers to shoot firearms after tragedies like in case of Virginia Tech? Should we wait until it happens here, Lincoln or Mission Bay, in order for us to do something? Instead of firing teachers like the budget calls for, why aren't ROTC programs suspended or removed? Instead, programs that promote a college-going culture like Avid are being cut. Why do we see military recruiters in our school every week, but college recruiters are rarely visible here at Lincoln and Mission Bay? Why are there so many recruiters in our urban schools, but nowhere to be found in wealthy communities? For example, students at La Jolla and University City High have more AP and college prep courses to choose from rather than military recruitment programs. Don't make assumptions about what we can and can't do. As students, we believe. We know we have the capacity of achieving a higher education. How does the gun range help our peers to achieve a higher education? It seems like you believe that military recruitment is our only option. Let our books be our ultimate weapon to success. I ask you this question. What kind of board chooses guns over education? We hope this letter made an impact in your thinking. My cousin was recruited to the Army and was killed 1 year ago. Please remove the gun range from our campuses. I fear that my peers will be addicted to the power of the gun and be dealt the same fate as my cousin. Like Dr. Martin Luther King had once said, a nation that continues after years to spend more money on defense, military defense than programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual doom. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Good afternoon, members of the board. My name is Sinai Kota. I attend Mission Bay High School as a junior, and I would like to address a topic that has greatly impacted the student body at Mission Bay High School. My peers became terrified to hear that a shooting range was being built on campus. School should not be a place where you feel, School should be a place where you feel safe and not have to worry about gun violence. And although the guns being used by JROTC are only pellet guns, they send the wrong message to students. To encourage weapon training instead of offering college assistance to students is immoral. The shooting range being built inside of three classrooms have left up to three teachers without rooms. My IB support class had to resort to being in the library. And with classes coming in and out, checking out books, it disrupted our studying. Shooting ranges don't belong in schools. Guns don't belong in the hands of high school students. Pencils and books belong in their hands. The message of going to college instead of going off to war should be emphasized. And also, I want you to know that the students continue to be placed in JROTC course without their knowledge and can only leave the program if their parents steps in. This is illegal. It is against the California Education Code to put students into JROTC if they don't ask for it. You need to investigate why this is happening. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephanie Jennings. I live on 29th Street in San Diego, and my daughter is a fourth grader in San Diego Unified School. I just want to commend these students, a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old, coming before the school board in this large room, and they feel very passionate about what they're speaking about. And I just want to add that recently there was a university campus that went on lockdown after students saw someone on campus with a gun, and that turned out to be an ROTC cadet. Since the time that our coalition members, Education Not Arms Coalition, has appeared before you, there have been two more school shootings that have made the papers. We have presented students who were put in JROTC without requesting it or without any informed consent. We are conducting interviews and compiling evidence of students and parents whom this has happened to, and this could be evidence of violations of the California Ed Code, as was mentioned before. In this time of financial crisis, I would ask that you look at the JROTC costs to the district. This district did a study a decade ago that clearly showed that San Diego Unified carried huge costs to run these junior ROTC programs. Contrary to popular belief, it's not completely covered by federal funds. In fact, more than half of the funds needed were paid for by the district. So we believe it's only fair that we look at this program as well. We want our children to have access to A to G courses, college counselors, and other employers, not just recruiters for the military. To this end, I'm presenting you today with nearly 1,000 signatures from students, parents, and community members who have signed a petition requesting the following three things. First, remove all rifle ranges and marksmanship training programs from district schools. Second, adopt a policy clearly stating that no student in the district shall be placed in a military science class without first obtaining fully informed consent from the student and or parent or guardian of the student in accordance with the California Education Code Section 51750. Thirdly, we would ask that you require that before students enroll in military science class, that they and their parents or guardians are informed that the course is a non-academic elective and does not provide credit that counts toward meeting general college or university admission requirements in the state of California. The school boards around the country are wrestling with these issues, and they are setting policy. We are requesting that you put this item on your agenda for the board. We are requesting a clear policy and action from this board. Can you put this on the agenda?
Sure.
Yeah. Great. So at this time, I'd like to present you with the petitions. I have 200 more from a student out back who apparently can't get in here, so I'll bring those up when they arrive. Thank you.
Thank you.